Proverbs for the day, November the 20th, Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 21. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. An inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Taken in the right light, this is a most important scripture truth. It's one that we should keep before us daily. When we come to this verse, we can remind ourselves, first of all, that inheritance is permanent. Inheritance is permanent. You've heard it said before in planning, and you've heard it said before in building, to start with the end in mind. And if you start with the end in mind when it comes to inheritance with God, then you don't sell out the then for the now. Don't sell out then for now. It is so easy to do so. It is so easy to spend up our inheritance here. You see, if every dollar that comes through our hands, if every minute that our life is lived, if every bit of influence, every decision, every ounce of energy, if everything we have is to be measured someday by the Lord, and it is, then it is absolutely essential to remind ourselves that inheritance is permanent. It's hard to grasp. There's nothing permanent here. Even the stewardship we do is not permanent. You take $1,000 and you steward over it. And when you steward over it, it's gone. You say, well, I took it and I invested it. Okay, well, you had to do without it to invest it. Okay, so you lived without it. And that's really what a Christian does. I die to myself. I die to my own life. I forego many things that I might put the work of God first, that I might put heaven first, that I might put the gospel first. And in so doing, I live out an inheritance because it's permanent. You know, what if 1 Corinthians 15 is actually true? And it is, of course, but what if it's actually true? And when Paul talks about the glory of eternity, the glory beyond the grave, the glory beyond the resurrection, when he talks about that, what if that's permanent? There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars. For one star differeth from another in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. When you get to heaven, when you and I pass through the judgment seat of Christ, our works, our glory will be associated with that. Will we be ashamed? Will we be ashamed that we misused our inheritance, that we got it early? In other words, we used our inheritance in this life instead of setting it up. In Genesis 2:25, they were both naked. The man and his wife were not ashamed. The Bible warns us about one day being ashamed if we were to be found naked spiritually. In other words, get there just literally by the skin of our teeth, as they say. You know, the inheritance is permanent. What inheritance I get in eternity will be a measure and a demonstration of what I thought the Lord Jesus Christ was worthy of in this life. Paul said, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. In other words, I get it now. See, an inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning. You do think of the prodigal, don't you? When it says this, he got his inheritance hastily. He got his inheritance at the beginning, but the end was not blessed. inheritance is permanent. Inheritance is paternal in source. Paternal. Father. Papa. Dad. Abba. Father. Romans 8. But God gave you your body. He gave you your skills. He gave you your mind. He gave you different things. And what we're supposed to do is to live unto the Father. We're not to waste its stewardship. You know, I've taught you before that this word adoption in your King James Bible, this English word adoption in Romans 8, is not how you get into the family. Adoption is completely about inheritance. You just look it up. It is the legal term for what happens when a young man, when a son or daughter comes to age and the father decides how much of his estate they will get, whether they will get what they started off with, a full allotment, as in 1 Peter 1, or whether they will get less because of the way they lived out their son and daughtership. And so we live under the Father. You see, inheritance is paternal in its source. All that is of the world is not of the Father, but is of the world, he tells us in 1 John chapter 2. The picture is this, is the inheritance, your life, your breath, your life, your body, everything, your talents, your members, Romans 5, 6, and 7, everything is from the Father. And one day he will say, okay, now, what did you do with that as a stewardship? See, now is not my inheritance. Now is not my life. Now is my test. Inheritance is permanent. Inheritance is paternal in its source. It's from God. Your breath, your skills, your talents, your abilities, your life, your moments, everything is from God. For you to use as a stewardship. And inheritance is purpose. Inheritance is purpose. We're supposed to live with this inheritance in mind. Turn to Romans 8. Romans chapter 8 this morning. Romans 8. And look at this. Romans chapter 8. And then get hold of this truth and think about it perhaps today. Romans chapter 8. Notice, and let's pick it up in verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. You're saved. You're secure. One of the challenges of young people today is they are so secure, and they ought to be, because of our doctrine, what the Bible teaches, that they get confused about life on earth. So he says, you have not been given the spirit of bondage again to fear. Now watch. But you have received the Spirit, capital S, of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now watch. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Colon, verse 17. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, circle it, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Now listen. If you induce suffering by foolishness, by how you do things and conduct yourself, you're not going to get any reward for that. So just rethink it a little bit. But my point is this. Inheritance is purpose. What the enemy of God wants to do, he wants to hinder and destroy and diminish any of God, of a child of God's inheritance, because then he has diminished the glory that goes to the Father. When the Son dishonors the Father, it dishonors the Father, not just the Son who dishonored the Father. That's the enemy's aim in all of it. He would like for you to come up short. He would like for you to come up without an inheritance. So our Bible teaches us, our Bible says, Proverbs 20:21, an inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Don't spend your inheritance in this life. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven by your daily life.